want you to look at chapter 30 and verse 15. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou goest or passest over to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. Life and death I have set before you. Amen. I want to preach all tonight. It's a matter of life or death. It is a matter of life or death. You know, a lot of times when you want to put a less esteem on something, you'll say, well, it's not really a matter of life or death. So that tells you that it's not vitally important. But, you know, I think we take too much too lightly.
Amen.
Amen. For one thing, when you say that something is a matter of life or death, it becomes very important. The priority level has risen greatly. Amen. And you talk about getting someone on the move. Is when they feel like that it is a matter if their reaction will determine, amen, whether they live or whether they die, amen. Now, I want to tell you something. There's a lot in this world to concern you, but I really think that we ought to have a revival, amen, some way or another, in our thinking and in our living and in our conduct and in our lives. We ought to be able to prioritize, amen, which is very important in our life. You know, the Apostle Paul had quoted this verse, and he said this. He said, knowing the terror of the Lord, I persuade men. Amen. Now, I don't know if we have that spirit or not. And I don't mean to rebuke anybody. I don't know if I have that spirit or not. I'm going to ask God to let me have it. Amen. Because Paul said, knowing that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Knowing what we know, we ought to make our business with the Lord a matter of life or death. Anybody going to help me preach tonight a little bit? Amen. You see, we put so many other things sometimes before the things that matter the most. Praise God. Now, I want you to look at this, and I'm not going to preach long. May not preach much longer. Praise God. But I want you to know that when the Bible says, he that hath the Son has life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. I'm going to tell you, children, just coming to church and picking out our nice church clothes and going and sitting on the pew and singing in a choir, that ain't all it is. There's something great, and that's great, and I appreciate that so much. But behind all of that, amen, we're not just singing, amen, because we don't have anything else to do. We're not just coming to church because we just don't have anything else to do. You know what puts us, Brother Zane said, I come to see, amen, and be seen. And he clarified what he meant by that, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. We come, and the purpose of coming is to encourage one another and exhort one another. Just you being here is an encouragement to me and to others that are watching and seeing. Amen. But I'm going to tell you the reason why. And I got saved all these years ago, and I went to the house of God because I realized it wasn't just because the preacher was going to get after me if I didn't go. Amen. But I tell you, I realized that it was a matter of life, amen, or death. Now, I know you may not see it like that, but spiritually speaking, I know that if I didn't go faithfully to God's house, that I was going to lose out, and I was going to lose my desire to go. And so that's why, amen, never in my house household, amen, did my children ever hear, amen, me get up one Sunday evening and say, you know, I think we ought to have family time this evening. Let's just go on a picnic. They never heard that for 30, amen, some years that I've been saved. Amen. My children know, amen, and you know, and I know the same about you. Amen. You see, I get my life. I realize, amen, you know why this Bible is prominent to us here tonight? Amen. Come on now. Because this Bible's not like the Reader's Digest. It's not like this church hymnal. This Bible, amen, is not like a novel that we might read. But in this Bible, Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. They are meat for my soul. They are like honey from the honeycomb. I wish somebody would say, amen. You're taking it much too lightly. Amen. In this house tonight, if you don't read your Bible, if you don't live what the Bible said, every morning we get up. It's a matter of life or death. God said, I put before you, amen, this day, life or death. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me preach. There's a verse in Galatians 6 that says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he soweth to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. How many knows what corruption is? Corruption is dying. Huh? Come on now. I said corruption, amen, is dying. You sow to the flesh, it's not, listen to me, we live our lives, you may not understand it, but we live our lives, amen, every morning we get up, we choose between life or death, amen, not maybe, amen, in a physical sense, and sometimes that way also, by and by, amen, but I'll tell you what we're choosing. I feel like I got a message to preach to you tonight, but brother, when we come to the Bible, he said, I set before you my commandments, I set before you my statutes, I put the word of God before you, and what I want you to do, and if you do what I say, amen, you're going to preserve your life, amen, come on now, the Bible said if we sow the flesh, we'll of the flesh reap corruption, but if we sow the spirit, we shall of the spirit reap what, come on now, life everlasting. If you're not living for God tonight, amen, you're dead in your sins and your trespasses. Amen. Are you listening to me? You're sowing to the flesh what you want to do. You say, but I don't love the world. I don't do hardly anything. But if you won't serve the Lord, you won't turn from your own ways to the ways of the Lord. Amen. You're sowing to the flesh. Amen. And it's not a matter of being a good old boy or a moral man, but it's a matter of life, amen, or death. Can you say amen? Amen. I realize, amen, that you got to have preaching, amen, to keep you stirred up, to make you realize this is more important eyes. You're in this house tonight, and you're not right with God. Amen. You're making a decision. I know it's a good old family-oriented church, and in about 20 minutes we'll go home. But you may have made a decision for life or death. Amen. Y'all believe it's that serious? You know why Brother Mike this morning is talking so good? Did you feel the Lord in our service this morning? Listen to what this scripture says. It says, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. How important is it? Huh? Woo, feel the Holy Ghost in his house. How important is it? The decision we make, Brother Zane, ever how many, 1956, when you made that decision, you didn't only make it for you. No doubt you made it for your wife in a sense too. And you made it for those children that were coming on, those two big boys of yours. Amen. You made a decision for them. I know you didn't decide. Amen. But he said, look, if you don't choose life, listen to me. What decisions are y'all helping me preach? Amen. I'm preaching on a matter of life or death. It's not just an option. Amen. Whether I want to do this or that. When we sin and we don't choose Christ, we choose death. Are you listening to me? And then every word we speak, everything we do, amen. Come on now. It breeds death and disease. It leads our children on farther away from God. I want you this evening, man, woman, amen. Listen to me, husband, wife. I want you to look at your children and look at the steps they're trotting. And look at they're going to the graveyard or they're going into life. And wonder, is there anything in this world I could do to choose life for my children? Hallelujah. Y'all don't like this, but it's the truth that it has. Choose life. Sweet Lamb. I feel the Holy Ghost. Here's what do you mean by that? He said, look, I set before you this day. Every day we get up, we come to church, and it is a chore just to keep you awake many times. Oh, stay with me now. We come to church, and people get in the same, it seems like a routine. And I mean, we come into church and plop in our pew. We've been coming so long in that same pew, we could do it in the dark at midnight without a light on. Huh? Plop down, we know what's going to happen. If Brother Zane gets up and messes everything up, it takes us 10 minutes to figure out what in the world he's doing, testifying in a Sunday service. Huh? Oh, y'all ain't helping me preach. But I tell you what, it would change our prayer life. Y'all ain't helping me now. I hate to keep saying that, but I feel like I need help right here. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. It would affect our prayer life if we realized every prayer we prayed. Amen. Every day of our lives, we are setting the stage for life or death. You're choosing right now. What we've done this week past. Amen. Where we went. What we said. Amen. If we've obeyed the scriptures, we have either sowed to the death or we've sowed to life. Oh, help me preach a little bit. It does matter how we live, regardless of what this religious world tells you. It does matter if you call on the name of the Lord. Amen. There's a little boy following in your footsteps. There's a little girl, mama, following after your apron string. Oh, help me preach a little. Are you going to lead them into this world of death and corruption? Are you going to lead them to life? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I want you to know right now this world seems like This world is lost as it can be. And you wonder, Brother Tim, sometimes we wonder how much of a chance, when we look at the chance we've had, we wonder how much of a chance this world's had. The Bible said when the world had heard the gospel preached, then when the end come, I'm going to tell you something. This world has heard the gospel. I forget how many I read just the other day. I forget how many thousands of languages the Bible's been interpreted in. It's multiplied thousands of tongues. Huh? Are you listening to me? You know what? The Bible says the heavens declare his handiwork. Huh? When the sun comes up in the morning, friend, listen to me now. When the sun comes up in the morning and fills the whole earth with his brightness, that's God telling you there's a God in heaven that you need to serve. Huh? It's really not a complicated matter. It is just a simple, simple matter. You choose. Choose life or death. Amen. Come on now. I said it's a simple matter. You choose Christ and serve him, or you choose your own ways and die. Amen. Can you imagine when Eve was in that Garden of Eden? Can you imagine when the devil twisted her? She told him, she said, God said, the day I eat thereof, I shall surely die. And the devil said to her simply, you shall not surely die. You will not surely die. Is that what he's told you? Some of you have been dabbling around out there in the world. Has that devil told you, you can get by with this? He may have even pointed you to a preacher that does the same thing you're doing. He may have even pointed you to somebody that shouts their shoe heels off and still does the same thing you're doing, and you feel justified. But God said, I called heaven to record this day. You've been told what to do. You know what to do. Now it's up to you. You choose either death or life. All right, come on now. How many believes it's like that? I really believe it. Amen. That's why, that's why we shouldn't have to have a private investigator to follow one another around and see if they're doing right down in the job. Amen. Out of town. Amen. On the weekend. In vacation. Amen. The preacher will not have to follow you around and see what you're going to get into, because you realize that where you go, amen, will be either life or death. It's a life or death matter. Going to the house of God is not an option if you want to live. Reading the Bible and living what it said is not an option if you want to live. Amen. Calling on God and pleading the blood of Christ is not an option. It's a matter of life or death. You remember I'm telling years ago, Brother Zane, the coal miner got saved at the meeting. He got in the mines and a rock fall on him. And his last words were, I'm glad I prayed last night. I'm going to tell you something, friend. It may be a matter of life or death for you. You know something? It's a matter of life or death for every one of us. I don't think we understand that when we don't live for the Lord, we're dead men walking. Our mind is corrupt. Our speech is corrupt. Our attitude's corrupt. And our path leads down, 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 down. The Bible said even the plowing of the wicked is sin. Even the plowing. Amen. Enjoy everything God's given you. The breath in your lungs. The food that nourishes your body. Your children that are healthy and not in the hospital. And you never praise the Lord for it. It's sin. It's a matter of life or death. I wonder sometimes, I'm almost done, but I wonder sometimes our services, and I think our services ought to be Jubilee services. I think we ought to worship every time we come. I agree with Brother Zane. I don't see why we can't. You know why it seems like we can't preach and testify and sing? We won't get with it. You have to beg and plead and twist arms to get anybody to do anything. And it takes so long begging and pleading. You know it's true, don't you? Huh? If we just come to church and when it's opened up, somebody sing and somebody worship God, somebody get with it, somebody praise the Lord. Huh? Come on now. But I believe every service that we come, when we leave here, Brother Noah, I think we ought to be realizing when we walk out this door that it's a matter of life or death. Now, I'm not going to tarry much longer, but I feel like the Lord right in the middle of this. Did you feel that blanket just settle on this shouting? Did you feel that? Just come in here. Just some of you never did feel the shouting, but it was here. And then just come in. And you know what I felt prod me in the heart when I felt that blanket come over that singing and shouting? I went and got my Bible. I felt that finger of God point me, said, there's somebody in here tonight that don't realize it's a matter of life or death. You know what God counseled these people through Moses? He said, choose life. He puts the choices out there. There ain't no in between. You either choose to live in Christ or you choose to die and go to hell forever. How many knows there's no purgatory? But then God even tells you which one to pick. It's like us, our children, when we're wanting them to have something so bad, and we make it as easy as we can for them to get it, but they're going to have to choose. Are y'all listening to me preach? He said, and he even told him which one to choose. He said, I set life and death before you. And God said, choose life. He nudged him, Brother Stiltner, like I did all them years of preaching to you. After I was trying to nudge you toward, choose life, Brother Stiltner. Choose life. And you did. Thank God. And you'd have probably been dead in your grave if you hadn't. Huh? Well, we're going to make it now, ain't we? Huh? Are y'all out there? Listen. Listen to me. Brother Robert, y'all get me a song. Listen, I'm going to preach to you a little bit. It's a matter of life and death. Y'all believe this? People look at preachers and they think, oh, that's just the way they are. Sweat and cry. Preach. And listen, you ought to be up here sometime. I'm not being critical. But you ought to be up here sometime looking back out at the crowd. And I'm not being critical. But up here preaching, and you know, really, a preacher's worth anything. Has talked to God. Read his Bible. Has a burden. And I know at times, it's a public setting. You understand? But it's also a sacred setting. But sometimes you get up here and you feel that pressure of heaven upon you and eternity upon you. And you look back at folks not even interested. And I'm not saying that's that way here tonight. But a lot of times it's that way. Try to get something going. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord is moving up here tonight. And I looked at Brother Tim and I said, are we too lazy to have church or what? I know. And he said he was trying. He was trying. I wasn't talking about him. He was trying. And Brother Steve was trying. And he come right back over and he said, Brother, hey, man, I could see it in him. And I thought, I'll tell you what's wrong with this. We just don't realize how serious this whole thing is. You don't know that there's some young man or woman in this house that is on the brink. And this service may be the turning point for them living or dying forever. And I'm not trying to be morbid and overly zealous about this thing. But I believe it with all my heart. Brother Mac, when you pick that banjo here, it ain't like a banjo anywhere else. This is serious business. Amen. Every song we sing, every time this youth choir gets up here, and I'm going to tell you, Brother Tim and them have worked on them for years, and they've got it. You don't feel that old spirit of showmanship when they get up. You do not feel that. That's right. And I'll tell you, if anybody, the pastor can discern that right quick, but they've worked on it, and they've preached to these kids for all these years, and that's not in here. I'll tell you, it could squeeze in, but it's not here. We're not trying to make records. Amen. When I preach to you, I'm not trying to push CDs and tapes, amen, and politicize your thinking, but I'm here trying my best to rescue a soul from perishing. Oh, God, have mercy on me. I'm trying tonight. I feel like we've got somebody in the balances weighed out tonight. Amen. You come to service and sit on the pew. Hear all the goings on. But I think you've never really been brought to the crossroad where you realize I've got to choose or I'm going to die. Amen. And I don't mean just die naturally. All of us are going to die naturally one day. But I'm talking about that spiritual death, which is much, much worse. And I really believe in all of my preaching for all these years, God is more interested, and I hope you'll take this right. I believe I'm telling it right. God is more interested in a sinner than he is a shouting. Now, I hope you understand, and y'all know I'm a shouter. But I believe if you're going to have to put it in a priority, amen, if there's somebody here tonight lost. Now, I know the saints need to shout. And a lot more ought to shouted tonight than what did. But I'll tell you what, you could have not shouted tonight and went and died in your sleep and went on to glory. But you can't do that if you've not got your sins under the blood.
Amen.
It ain't a matter of joining church now. It ain't a matter of belonging. It's a matter of being a new creature in Christ. No, our nature is rotten, and it'll be rotten, amen, till you get Christ in there dominating that fallen nature. You got to be born again. I thought today, Brother Zane, in prayer, I thought about those private conversations the Lord had with people in the New Testament. And I believe with all of my heart, he's wanting to have a conversation with you tonight. What about your soul? What about it? Whether you're going to live or whether you're going to die. You see, this matter is not a simple matter, but it's a matter of life, eternal life, or death, eternal death.